For a closer look at how the Russian economy has been affected since the Ukraine crisis began, I'm joined by Cliff Kupchin. He is the head of the Eurasia Group's Russia and Eurasia team. Cliff Kupchin, welcome back to the NewsHour. So let's talk first about the Standard & Poor downgrading of the Russian credit status. What does that really mean for Russia?
It means the Russia's economy is not doing very well. The report made clear that capital flight from Russia is in full stampede. The S&P report told us that on average for the previous 5 years, $51 billion a year, roughly, has left Russia. In the first quarter alone of 2014, between 50 and 60 billion have left. Growth is anemic. Russia is starting to run deficits. They're doing nothing to improve the big picture of the economy. So Mr. Putin is not doing much with his economy.
So who is that affecting inside Russia? Is it just some of the leadership, ordinary people?
Right now, I think it's a muddling down for the ordinary person. Real disposable income, which measures how much a person has to spend, was growing consistently at high rates until last year when it was at 1.9%. So the first victim of all of this is going to be the ordinary Russian, not the fat cat who's got money all over the world.